Thoughts on the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 30 and verses 1 to 4. Job's sense. Let me read the verses to you, then I'll try and explain the title. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 1 to 4. The sayings of Agur, son of Jacob, an oracle. This man declared to Ithiel and to Ukal, I am the most ignorant of men. I do not have a man's understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Who has gathered up the wind in the hollow of his hands? Who has wrapped up the waters in his cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and the name of his son? Tell me, if you know. Proverbs 30, verses 1 to 4. Well, I'm sure you can see what I mean. It gives me a sense very much of the last four or five chapters of the book of Job. And what sense do I get from those last four or five chapters of Job? And what sense do I get here? Two things. One, in this passage, there is a very clear emphasis upon what I might call self-knowledge. Listen to the man in verses 1 to 3. I am ignorant, he says. I'm a nobody. I have no understanding. I have no learning. I have no wisdom. I have no knowledge. No knowledge of God. Now, he's not being modest. He's telling the frank truth as he faces it. When he thinks about God, when he thinks about the infinity and the majesty and the glory of the Lord, he knows he's just a mere speck. Israel is called a worm in the prophets. And this is how this man feels of himself. He's too hard on himself, of course. He's obviously not that ignorant, and he does have knowledge and all the rest of it. But this is his sense. A sense of himself and of his sin, no doubt, of what he is before God, and how small is his mind, and how weak is his understanding. Now, I stress this, but these are only brief thoughts. I want to say this, how very, very different this is to today. This is the age of self, self-confidence, self-bragging, self-boasting, sure, cocky, confident. We've got it, you know. We've got it sussed. We've solved it now. We've cracked the problems. We know all the answers. It's so clear to us. We're too clever for the old ways of the gospel and so on. We're very clever. Yes, too clever by half, I might say. Yes, this is the age of self. Job's sense. I put it to you, my listener, my friend, I tell you this. Job's sense and this man's sense of his own smallness is the far, far better way to go. It's the only way to go. That was the first point, self-knowledge. The second thing is coupled with it intimately is a sense of God. God is not a buddy to him, a friend, a chap we can go out with, you know, a nice little friendly Father Christmas type of figure. It's the infinite God, the immense. This is the great glory of God that he sees. It's echoed in Romans 10. It's certainly echoed in those last four or five chapters of the book of Job. It comes straight out of that passage. These words could come. God is infinite. Who has carried the creation? Who can sustain it? Who made this? What's the name of his son? And so on. Oh, it's a wonderful passage of the wisdom, the glory, the omnipotence, and all the rest of God. Isn't it marvellous? Well, let's put these two things together, my friend. Let's be practical. We're living in the age when all this has gone to the winds, virtually. This is the age of self. God, well, he might come in at the end, so we can put it nicely in a little service at the end that our dear brother and so on has gone to join his wife in glory and all the rest of it. They're all happy about that. The obituaries say it all. But, my friend, we need a proper sense of ourselves and a proper sense of God. The lowness of self, the weakness of self, 1 Corinthians 1, the lack of wisdom in man. Stop this boasting. Where is boasting then? Is excluded is the gospel and the immense views of God. Today is the exact opposite. We have an immense view of man, of self, and a very low view of God. May these thoughts come home to us with power. And there's a question at the end. Let me ask it to you. I read it just now. Let me put it to you again as I close. Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and the name of his son? Do you know the name of his son? Do you use the name of his son as a swear word? Or is Jesus what he really is by his name? You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. All that immensity of God was channeled into his love and mercy to satisfy his wrath in the blood and righteousness of his Son. And all who trust in the merits of Jesus Christ the Lord are everlastingly saved. That's the sense I want to leave with you.